Hello again, Black Eagles. Breaking news, just as I wrapped up recording the episode, the last episode, 264, and publishing the episode, the club announced that they will be going to an extraordinary congress in the near future. That means there will be elections for a new board. So the board are not really resigning, but they are allowing the Congress to elect a new board. Apparently, Ahmet Nur Çebi is still considering running. Don't know what paint thinner he's been sniffing, but he's not going to get elected. Right now, the most likely candidate to run seems to be Hasan Arat, who used to be a board member under Süleyman Sebaway back in the day. He's not that old yet, though. He was pretty young when he was in Seba's board, so I think he's in his late 50s now, or maybe early 60s. He's also a member of the Olympic Committee for the Olympic Games and stuff like that, so he has some experience in the professional sports world. I mean, it's hard to really say this guy is good, that guy is good to be the next president. Quite frankly, I mean, I know Hasan Arat a little bit, but it's hard to say. I thought Ahmet Nur Çebi was going to be decent. I think he did some good stuff, especially to sort the club out financially a little bit, but obviously in the larger picture, in the larger scheme of things, it just was not a success, despite winning the title in 2021, the Cup and the Super Cup. But all in all, it was not a great success story for Ahmet Nur Çebi. Of course, at the end of the day, the way the club's structure works with the Congress members is that if you run for president, you need support. You need the support from other members to get votes. And unfortunately, sometimes, most of the time, that means that you have to include certain people in your quote-unquote cabinet, in your board. People that may not always be the most competent or have the best intentions. Sometimes people, and very often people have, in the past at least, have used the platform of Beşiktaş to get their name out there, or just for other means. Hopefully Hasan Arat, if he decides to run — he did send out a tweet a few minutes ago, by the time you listen to this, maybe a few hours ago, which was not necessarily him saying he's running, but it was definitely a statement of intent. It looks like he will be running for the presidency, and we'll have to wait and see if other people will be running. I have heard that Fikret Orman is not going to be running. There were some rumors about that, but right now it looks like he is not going to be running. And I think that's the right decision as well. Of course, he had a very successful period as president for Beşiktaş in the mid-2000s with the back-to-back championships under Şenol Güneş. But of course, all of that also kind of ended in on a bad note, on a sour note, with wages not getting paid, with the club being in a terrible financial state, and with a lot of, as I talked about in the last episode, rumors about the money, where did the money go, basically. So Hasan Arat is likely to run. Something else is that Şenol Güneş has offered his resignation. Initially, there was talk about the resignation being refused. Yesterday, after the match against Lugano, there was a long meeting at the Beşiktaş Tüpraş Stadium between the board and Şenol Güneş. It took several hours. Ultimately, they both departed with no final decision made, but it looks like today the decision has been made to accept Şenol Güneş's resignation. And the board also will not resign, but in all intents and purposes, I mean, you know, announcing extraordinary elections, which has been officially announced, by the way, is basically the same thing as resigning. It just means we'll keep doing what we're doing, the day-to-day stuff, until the elections, and then whoever becomes a new board will take over. So something good coming out of yesterday's poor result in Europe. The board are leaving. Kjetil Gunnars resigned, apparently recognized that he made mistakes, wanted to take responsibility, also told the board that they are responsible and made their mistakes. But obviously the details of that meeting are not public at the moment. But that I just wanted to give you that quickly because, I mean, it kind of felt weird leaving the last episode kind of with the question of should they go, who should go, who's responsible. And now, I mean, just literally as I released the episode, like a couple of minutes after the news came out, that the board have announced that there will be extraordinary elections and Kjetil Gunnars is leaving as the head coach. That means Burak Yılmaz will be in charge on Sunday when we face Istanbulspor. So I am very interested in seeing how that is going to pan out, because I definitely think that there's a lot of unhappiness in the locker room, that a lot of players have had problems with Kjetil. I don't have the impression, on the contrary even, that the players have issues with Burak. So you would expect a reaction from the team. And hopefully we will see one on Sunday and the football will be a little bit better. But obviously that is not something that is going to change overnight. Although maybe we can see inclusion of Ante Rebic. Maybe it has a liberating effect on guys like Oxlade-Chamberlain or and some other players. But we'll have to wait and see how things go on Sunday. But I just wanted to give you this little addendum to the last episode. This isn't obviously counting as a full episode, just a little quick news update. Anyway, thank you for listening, and let's stay tuned and see what happens. We'll have to wait and see when these extraordinary elections are going to take place, who is going to officially run for the presidency. I mean, Erdal Turnelare already tweeted something about the TFF president roughly around the same time as this was announced, so he puts his name out there again a little bit. And like I said, Hasan Arat basically with a bit of a statement of intent, so I expect him to run, and maybe we'll see Erdal Turnelare being involved, or maybe he decides to run himself. But yeah, at the moment we can only guess, and we'll have to wait and see how things pan out. Thank you for listening to this little update, and yeah, stay tuned, I would say.